الله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بارك الله فيك. أما بعد, we praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. In continuation of the شرح of العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله, we had ended our class or our last session with the we didn't read this statement. We will read it now. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, وَالْعِبَادُ فَاعِلُونَ حَقِيقَةً وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ أَفْعَالَهُمْ. And the slaves are the actual performers of actions. They do things. They are the ones who actually have, they are the real actors, in other words, not actors as in one who acts in a movie or a cinema or a play, as in one who acts upon something. وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ أَفْعَالَهُمْ. And Allah is the one who created their actions. Is that clear? That means that we are the ones who actually do things, yet Allah created the action which we do. طيب. قال وَالْعِبَادُ فَعِلُونَ حَقِيقَةً وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ أَفْعَالَهُمْ. هذا صحيح. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, in affirming that, he said, this is correct. فَالْعَبْدُ هُوَ الْمُبَاشِرْ لِفِعْلِهِ حَقِيقَةً. You are the one who initiates, alaykum salam, and you do the thing yourself. وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ فِعْلِهِ حَقِيقَةً. And is Allah who created that movement of yours? In fact, Allah is the one who created that action, which you took, which you made. Because we will see what others say. وَهَذِهِ عَقِيدَةُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ. عَقِيدَةُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ. And this is the aqeedah of the people of Sunnah. وَقَدْ سَبَقَ تَقْرِيرُهَا بِالْأَدِلَّةِ. We have already established that through the textual evidences. And if you missed the classes before, go back to the audio files and listen to them again. وَقَالَفَهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْأَصْلِ طَائِفَةً. They were opposed by two groups concerning this principle. Now why did he say, who is learning Arabic grammar here?
Amateur.
Okay. Why did he say وَخَالَفَهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْأَصْلِ طَائِفَتَانَ and not طَائِفَتَيْنَ? When do you say طَائِفَتَانَ and when would you say طَائِفَتَيْنَ? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ why not جَنَّتَيْنَ? Even though Surah Al-Kahf, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ كَانَ لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ. Sometimes جَنَّتَيْنِ, sometimes جَنَّتَيْنِ. You haven't learned that yet? That's basic stuff. طيب. The principle is, when the fa'il, or the subject of the sentence, is مُثَنَّى, you can no longer put dhamma. Usually when the doer of the verb, the subject of the verb, ends with dhamma. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. You don't say قَالَ اللَّهَ. قَالَ اللَّهُ because Allah is the one doing the action. Allah is the one doing the verb. قَالَ. معي? When the word is مُثَنَّى, it's in the dual, you cannot put dhamma. The alamatul rafi', the sign of the fact that it is marfu' for the muthanna is alif, not waw. Whereas it is mansoob and majroor in ya. Am I speaking Chinese here or who am I? Y'all looking at me like I'm... Come on, this is basic grammar. What are you... Hold on a second. What are you guys learning in grammar if you haven't learned this? Ism and fa'il and harf jar?
But I'm not sure if you got that part.
Medina Book 1. Oh, they're still dealing with the demonstrative pronouns. Dalika, Rajulun, Kabirun, Tilka Sayyara, all that. You need to get involved with the Ajrumiyya. It's not too difficult, wallah. You go through the first few chapters and then things get quite easy. But that is important. Ala kul hal, it says here ta'ifatan because the ta'ifatan is the subject of the sentence. Their fa'il, alamat rafi'i al-alif, li'annahu muthanna. Anyways, never mind. الطائفة الأولى, who are these two groups that oppose Ahl Sunnah والجماعة? القدرية. Who can remind us who the قدرية are? Who are the قدرية?
People who believe that
there's nothing that we can do, everything is destined. And
these are the opposite. These are al-Jabariyya. The Qadariyya are those who say,
there's no
world. It's okay. You can give the first part of the sentence, he gives the other. Faddal. No, these are the extremes among them. The average belief is that Allah didn't decree what we do. The ghulat, the extremists among them, go to the extent of saying that not only that, Allah only finds out about it after it is done. So first claim that they know, He knows but He didn't decree. The group, the extremists among them say, no, after you do the thing, Allah finds out about it. Before that, Allah had nothing to do in this process of you doing something, which is very wild. Al-Qadariyya min al-Mu'tazila wa ghayrihim. So the Qadariyya from among the Mu'tazilites and others amongst them, قالوا إن العبادة فاعلون حقيقة. And they said that the slaves are the actual performers of actions. وَاللَّهُ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ أَفْعَالَهُمْ. But Allah did not create their actions. Yani you do the action, but Allah didn't create it. You did it independently. Allah had nothing to do with it. At-Ta'ifatu Thaniya, the second group, Al-Jabariyya, the Jabariyya from among the Jahmites, Al-Jahmiyya, those who say that you're forced to do whatever you do. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَالِقَ أَفْعَالَهُمْ وَلَيْسُ فَعَلِينَ حَقِيقَةً. But that's crazy. They said Allah created their actions of the slaves, but they're not the ones really doing the action. Allah created the actions of the slaves, but we ourselves, we're not doing the actions. Why? Because they're Jabariyya. Which means what? That you're forced to do what you do. So everything you're doing, it's actually Allah doing it, not you. According to them. Which leads to what? We will see what that would lead to. And they said, لَكِنْ أُضِيفَ الْفِعْلِ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَابِ التَّجَوُّزِ. The action was referred back to them metaphorically. Not really, not in the real sense. وَإِلَّا فَالْفَعْلُ حَقِيقَةً هُوَ اللَّهِ. Otherwise the real doer is Allah. وَهَذَا الْقَوْلِ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى الْقَوْلِ بِوِحْدَةِ الْوُجُودِ. This claim leads us to the statement which is popular among many people today, including some on the da'wah scene, which is the belief in wahdat al-wujud. Who knows what the technical term for that is in English?
Pantheism.
Don't give me a definition.
Pantheism.
MashaAllah. Interesting. I thought no one would know that. No one would know that. Good. Pantheism is the belief that the only true existence is that of Allah, and Allah manifests in everything that you see in the creation. So it's really Allah. Everything is Allah. That's why Ibn Arabi, or Ibn al-Arabi, there's one that is good, one that is bad. Ala kul hal, he claimed, he said, when you see a dog, or when you see a prostitute, or you see a priest, he does nothing but Allah. This is the big Sufi, whom the Sufis, love and venerate and respect and pay all kinds of, special tributes to. This is what he had to say. That everything you see, even the woman walking down the street, you're looking at Allah, according to him. Because everything is Allah, and Allah is everything, and there isn't such thing as creator, creation. Everything is the creator. وحدت الوجود. وأن الخلق هو الله, and that the creation are Allah. ثم يؤدي إلى قول من أبطل الباطل. That will lead us to a statement which is among the most extreme kind of falsehood. لأن العباد منهم الزاني ومنهم السارق ومنهم شارب الخمر ومنهم المعتدي بالظلم. Among the slaves of Allah, the creation of Allah, there is a fornicator, and there is a thief, and there is a drunkard, and there is one who is wronging himself. فَحَاشَ أَن تَكُونَ هَذِي الْأَفْعَالِ مَنْسُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So we seek refuge that this kind of these actions are referred back to Allah as the one doing them. وَلَهُ لَوَازِمْ بَطِلَ أُخْرَى. And this necessitates other false ideas. So when they say that Allah created the actions, but you're not doing them yourself, it's Allah who's doing them because you're forced to do them, in other words Allah's doing them, then they're saying every sin that every human being does, it's Allah doing it. not the people. So they're blaming Allah then for the sin of the sinners and the disbelief of the disbelievers and the transgression of the transgressors and so on and so forth. And he will say, these are not part of the, you know, these are not from the Muslims, these are groups among the Muslims. وَبِهَذَا تَبَيَّنَ أَنَّ فِي قَوْلِ الْمُؤَلِّفِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَالْعِبَادُ فَاعِلُونَ حَقِيقَةً وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ وَفَعَلَهُمْ رَدًّا عَلَى الْجَبَرِيَّةِ وَالْقَدَرِيَّةِ. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was Shaykh al-Islam رحمه الله. يعني he was concise and precise. He gave you one sentence, and in that one sentence he refuted both groups. He said, and the slaves are the actual performers of the deeds and the actions. He's refuting who? The Qadariya. وَاللَّهُ خَالِقُ أَفْعَالَهُمْ. And Allah's creator, he's refuting the Jabari. So he refuted both groups. The same way Allah refuted two groups in one ayah. Who are the groups and what is the ayah? In the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning what we believe about Allah's names and attributes, there's one ayah which refutes two groups. We've studied it here, you've heard it in the lecture. Do you really know him? If you were there, that is. The ayah which everyone should have memorized because it's the core of our aqeedah. لا ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Who does it refute? ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing like unto him. Refutes the mushabbiha, those who liken Allah to his creation. وهو السميع البصير refutes the mu'attila, those who deny. On the one hand Allah says there's nothing like him, so don't compare Allah to any of his creation. While he says in the continuation of the ayah, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, and he is the all-hearing, all-seeing. Refuting the mu'attila who say you cannot say Allah has sam' and Allah has basar, because we have sam' and we have basar, and if you do so you liken Allah to his creation. So Allah refuted both in one ayah. And Shaykh al-Islam refuted both in one sentence. Of course there's a huge difference between the speech of Allah and Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. قوله والعبد هو المؤمن والكافر والبر والفاجر والمصلي والصائم. The abd, the slave, is the believer and the disbeliever, is the righteous and the wicked, is the one who's praying, the one performing salah, and the one fasting. How is that? How is the abd? The abd, Abdullah, kafir? He said the term, this expression Abdullah, or Ibadullah, or Al-Ibad, let's say Al-Ibad, this includes a believer and a disbeliever. Is that possible that an abd can ever be a kafir?
Yes, all people are abd.
Yes. Tadda. Did you answer or you changed your mind or what?
What I know is that all people are slaves of Allah.
Beautiful. In what sense? Does that mean that we have more than one kind of abd? Like, do we can, for example, we have shirk akbar, shirk asghar. Nifaq akbar, nifaq asghar. Do we have the mafhum, yani mafhum abd, with a meaning and the other one with another meaning? Or is it one single thing? The Quran, anytime he uses the term abd, does it always mean the same thing, or could it mean different things?
Different things,
man. Give me an example of each.
Slave and worshiper.
Okay, slave in what sense? Willingly or unwillingly?
Practicing Muslim and non-practicing.
Unwillingly. For example, the Shaykh will quote, but you should know the surah and surah Maryam.
Inni Abdullah.
No, this is a valid. Na'am, Inni Abdullah, this is Isa. I am the slave of Allah, this is which ibad, which abd? The abd like ibad al-Rahman. The other one is in kullu man fi al-samawati wal-ardi illa ati al-Rahmani abda. There isn't anything in the heavens and earth except that I will come to Allah as a slave. Meaning the kafir and everybody is included in this ayah. Meaning the slaves are two kinds. The slave who has no control over this creation, he has to be a slave of Allah. He can't control when the sun rises, when it sets, when the rain falls, when it doesn't, when he's healthy, when he's sick, when he will live, when he will die. He has no control over anything. He's a slave of Allah, whether he likes it or not. He belongs to Allah whether he likes it or not. He will have to meet Allah whether he likes it or not. He has no choice. He's abd in this sense. And there's the abd which is the praiseworthy now. The abd, the willingly abd. The one who's doing it, he wants to enslave himself for Allah. This is the believer. So that's why the term abd can entertain both. You read the Quran, sometimes ibad is referring to the general creation. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. This includes everyone, the believer and the kafir. And sometimes abd is in reference to the Muslims only. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Until the end of the description of عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. طيب, يعني أن الوصف بالإيمان والكفر والبر والفجور والبر والفجور والصلاة والصيام وصف للعبد لا لغيره, فهو المؤمن وهو الكافر وهو البار وهو الفاجر وهو المصلي وهو الصائم. So this description of iman, this description of iman and disbelief, righteousness and wickedness, prayer, fasting, are a description of what abd is. Abd in a general sense. Let's call it there's a word that I'm looking for. They use it in the business world. It escaped me. La. No. Like when you have when you sell a number of products and you have one that is a
sample.
Not a sample.
Special arrangement.
Ah, this is so annoying, man. Subhanallah al-Azim. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. طيب. واذكر ربك إذا نسيت. طيب, على كل حال, لا لغيره. So the abd is the believer, the disbeliever, the righteous, the wicked, the one who prays and the one who fasts. وكذلك هو المزكي. Also he is the one who performs zakah. وهو الحاج, he is the one who performs hajj. وهو المعتمر, he is the one who does umrah. وهكذا. ولا يمكن أن يوصف بما ليس من فعل حقيقة. That's why we call him that, because he's the doer of that. We say mu'tamir because he's doing umrah, hajj because he's doing hajj, musalli because he's doing salah. So we refer the action to who? To him or to Allah? To him, to the person. He's the one doing these actions. We can never describe, you know, other than that. That's why we call him that. وهذه الجملة تتضمن الرد على الجبرية. This sentence includes the refutation against the جبرية. والمراد بالعبودية هنا العبودية العامة. What is intended in عبودية here is the general عبودية, the general slavery. ولأن العبودية نوعان, عامة وخاصة. Because عبودية is of two kinds, general and خاصة. How do you translate that? Specific. عامة is general and خاصة is specific. طيب, فالعامة, the general one, هي الخضوع لأمر الله الكوني. It is being subdued by Allah's universal command. Being subdued by Allah's universal command. كقوله تعالى إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. As we quoted earlier, there isn't anything in the heavens and the earth except that it will come to Allah as a abd, as a slave. والعبودية الخاصة, the special عبودية, هي الخضوع لأمر الله الشرعي. It is being subdued to Allah's legal command. If you notice in the last lessons, we have been making a distinction between the universal will of Allah and the legislative will. And now we're saying there's a universal command which every human being is a slave to. Can't escape it. No escape, no options. And there's the legal slavery, that you wanting to obey Allah. You wanted to follow the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَهِيَ خَصَّةٌ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is specific and particular to the believers. قَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. And the slaves of the most merciful who walk upon earth with ease, with humbleness. In other words, they're not arrogant. وَقَوْلِهِ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. And the statement of Allah, blessed is he who has sent down the criterion upon his slave. وهذه أخص من الأولى. So this is even more specific than the first. عباد الرحمن is the slaves of the most merciful, all the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever Allah wanted to honor him in the Quran, he would call him abd. If you read Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Furqan, in many different surah, when Allah wanted to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called him abd. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. Upon his slave, this is an honor to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم قوله أو قوله وللعباد قدرة على أعمالهم ولهم إرادة والله خالقهم وخالق قدرتهم وإرادتهم. The slaves have the means, the ability to do things. They have the ability over their actions. And they have the will, the irada. And Allah is the one who created them, and He created the ability and the will. Okay. Again, the slaves have control over what they want to do. Right now, I'm moving my hand willingly. You're listening to me willingly. You're blinking your eye.
Unwillingly.
Maybe unwillingly, huh? Well, your body's doing it. It's still willingly in that sense. You could go like this, can't you? Come on, man. It's still willingly. You can try now. Your body won't help you, but we don't want to go into that. Let me retract the issue of blinking the eye. Whatever you're doing it willingly. You have ability over it. You have a niyyah, will, irada. You intend on doing that thing. But wait. Who created the ability in you? Who gave you the quwwah? Why you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Because there's no, you can't move unless Allah gives you the ability to move. So then who gave you the ability? Allah. The niyyah, the irada. Where did you get it from? From Allah. If Allah willed, you wouldn't intend anything. You wouldn't be able to even think or make any decisions or calculate any equations. You couldn't do anything unless Allah Azza wa Jal willed. So we will see the evidences for that. وَلِلْعِبَادِ قُدْرَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ وَلَهُمْ إِرَادَةٌ خِلَافًا لِلْجَبَرِيَّ الْقَائِلِينَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا قُدْرَةَ لَهُمْ وَلَا إِرَادَ بَلْ هُمْ مَجْبُرُونَ عَلَيْهَا أو مُجْبَرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. This is in contrary to the Jabariyya who say that we have no ability nor do we have any will. You are forced to do everything that you do. And this is a fitna for many Muslims. Until now, most Muslims can't really understand this idea adequately. They say, okay, you say Allah decreed everything. That means everything I'm doing now, Allah decreed. That means Allah is making me do what He decreed. And we said many times, go back to the earlier durus, this is not the way you understand it. You don't know what Allah Azza wa Jal decreed. And Allah gave you the free will to do what you want. You can't will anything unless Allah wills, but it doesn't mean you don't have a will. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. So Allah affirmed Mashiach to you and to Himself. You don't will unless Allah wills. So Allah made an exception, meaning you will, but you cannot will unless Allah wills first. So you have a will, Allah has a will. Allah's will is superior to yours, but you still have a will. The Jabariyya say you don't have a will. If you say that, what does that mean? If you say that everyone in the creation is forced to do what he's doing, what does that mean at the end? Allah is oppressing his creation. Meaning he created them, he misguided them, he didn't give them iman, didn't give them the chance to believe, then he made them commit sins, then he threw them in Jahannam. According to them. That's wild. That's a very wild. How can you be a Muslim and believe that? How can you believe that about Allah? The one that you know, every surah begins except one, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yani, this is nonsense to believe that Allah will do this to the creation when Allah repeatedly said that He doesn't oppress anyone. Nothing.
He's justice.
You cannot say that someone is justice. Allah Azza wa Jal is just. He is the most just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this